Amos Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Beis, finishing off a climactic sefer, and we'll have a much shorter sefer upcoming, Ovadia, which is only one perek long. So we're going to re-erect the sukkah, the temporary dwelling, the shaky dwelling that desperately needs the support of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Malchus Beis David, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings that day to pass. And close up the breaches, the Peretz of Yehuda. And Peretz is a very important word when it comes to Malchus Beis David, because Malchus Beis David descends from Peretz. The Mashiach is going to descend from Peretz. And the Peritza, the breaches in the Great Walls, are important concepts that come up a lot whenever Malchus Beis David is mentioned. Laman Yirushu es She'eris Edom. In order that Klal Yisrael will inherit the remnant of Edom. V'chol ha'goyim asher nikra shemi aleihem. And all of the nations. Why? Asher nikra shemi aleihem. Because my name is called upon them. Nu'um Hashem osezos. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is doing this. So, they're going to inherit their enemies. Especially Edom. Especially Esav. David HaMelech's fate is to eventually conquer Edom again. As David did during his life. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed it. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it coming. And this is a very good segue to Sefer Ovadia, which says there's going to be no remnant of Beis Esav. And the V'haya Esav Lakash, V'yosev Lehava. So Esav is going to play a starring role in the next Sefer as well, of Ovadia, who was a convert from B'nai Esav. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who says so. Yud Gimel Hinei Yamim Ba'im Nu'um Hashem. Behold, days are coming, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a beautiful moment of consolation. V'nigash choresh ba'kotzer, and the plowman will greet and meet the reaper, the one who is reaping the grain. So Rashi says the threshing is going to overtake the vintage, and the vintage will overtake the sowing, the planting. The Dorech HaNovim B'Moshe Chazora, and the one treading the grapes will meet the one carrying the seed. There's going to be so much grain that they're going to be occupied with the harvest all the way till the time of the plowing. And the harvester is going to meet the plowman who is there planting next year's crop. So there's so much, and it's going to last so long that the people planting are going to be overtaken by the people reaping the previous year's crop, which is a tremendous thing. That there's so much plenty, global warming, climate change notwithstanding, that even though usually the planting is in the spring and it needs to germinate and it has rain and sunshine and the harvesting is during the summer, hotter weather, but here the idea of it all overlapping is a tremendous thing. V'hitifu heharim, and the mountains are going to drip Asis, with sweet wine. That's a beautiful and very physical image. The idea that there's so much wine that it's practically dripping. B'chol ha'gevo'os tismo gagna. That was a good one to learn until how to lane in a clough. And all of the hills are going to melt. This is kind of hyperbole, but abundant milk and honey everywhere to be seen. Dripping with wine. Dripping with the milk of the fruit, the juice of the fruit. Harim and Gevaos frequently go together, mountains and hills, like we say in Mizmor LeDavid, that the Heharim Tirkudu Chayilim Gevaos Kivnei Tzon. The mountains are dancing like rams, the hills, the Gevaos are like young sheep. So this is always a positive thing, and here it is too. Yodalad, and then the promise, V'shavti yeshivus ami Yisrael, and I will return the captivity of my people Yisrael, and how heart-wrenching this is at a time when we just saw the shavus ami Yisrael returned, finally, a remnant of them, the palit, from the hostages in Gaza. Uvanu arim neshamos v'yashavu, and they will rebuild desolate cities. And they will live there. They'll inhabit in them. So cities that during the exile were desolate, cities like Gush Katif, which we handed over to the Palestinians, and they promptly burned and smashed everything they could get their hands on, because they're builders, innocent victims. Sorry, my politics don't have to be your politics. V'natu chiramin v'shasu es yenam, they will plant vineyards and drink their wine, v'asu ganos, they will make gardens, v'achlu es perihem, and they will eat their produce, their fruit. Keep in mind that we have been seeing for many parakim now, and in the Tochacha, the idea that we're going to plant, but we're never going to reap, and we're going to have fruit, and it's going to be taken by the enemy away beyond our borders. And here, we are going to get to enjoy all of that. We are going to have the fruit and the wine and the produce and a beautiful final image, Tesvav, Unetatim al Admosam, I will plant them, the Jewish people, on their land. So the people are planting fruit in their land, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is planting them in their land. It's a tremendous affirmation that we'll be all doing the right thing, we'll be doing God's will. V'lo yinashu od me'al admasam, and they will no longer be uprooted from their land. That land that the world still likes to pretend doesn't belong to us. We're not going to be uprooted. And this is something that we find just a very difficult thing to imagine in the world in which we live, where the entire world agrees that this land is our land, all the way from the river to the sea. They will never again be uprooted from their land that I have given to them, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Hashem Elokecha, Radak says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Amos. So, a tremendous finishing section after so much frightening and negative and destructive vision that Amos had. Amos, the prophet, out of his place, out of his time, who is from Yehuda but prophesying in Yisrael, who is prophesying about the destruction of Beis HaMikdash hundreds of years after he is speaking. So, give the last word to Rabbi Etshalom. Our generation is privileged to rebuild the very cities Amos spoke to and spoke of. We have witnessed the beginning of this fulfillment. Many of our friends have this last verse engraved on the walls of their homes. Unetatim al admasam v'lo yinashu od me'al admasam asher nosati lohem omar Hashem Elokecha. So it's a beautiful image and a beautiful message. And Ovadia is going to come and say what's going to happen to the enemies who never want this to come to pass and fight for their entire lives to prevent its occurrence.